This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Some of the primary, but because she knew there was something that was at stake that was bigger than either of us, and that was the direction of our country. And how are we going to make sure that all the people who are counting on us could see a better life? So we may have gone toe to toe from coast to coast, but we stood shoulder to shoulder for the ideals that we share. So maybe Hillary was surprised, but I wasn't surprised when I asked Hillary to represent our interests and our values around the world as America's Secretary of State. I knew she would do a great job. I knew she would perform. I knew the regard in which she was held in capitals all around the world. I knew that the minute she took that job, there was a stature and a seriousness that would immediately mend some of the challenges that we had had around the world during that time. Now let me tell you, North Carolina, my faith in Hillary Clinton has always been rewarded. I have had a front row seat to her judgment and her toughness and her commitment to diplomacy. And I witnessed it in the Situation Room, where she argued in favor of the mission to get bin Laden. I saw how, as a former senator from New York, she knew, she understood, because she had seen it, she had witnessed it, what this would mean for the thousands who had lost loved ones when the Twin Towers fell. I benefited from her savvy and her skill in foreign capitals, where her pursuit of diplomacy led to new partnerships, opened up new nations to democracy, helped to reduce the nuclear threat. We've all witnessed the work she's done to advance the lives of women and girls around the globe. She has been working on this since she was a young woman working at the Children's Defense Fund. She's not late to the game to this. She's been going door to door to make sure kids got a fair share, making sure kids with disabilities could get a quality education. She's been fighting those fights.
Well, there's President Barack Obama, you know, just coming off the plane with Hillary Clinton on Air Force One. I wonder, Scott, does Donald Trump get equal time? Does he get a ride on Air Force One, too, with the president? Is that going to happen?
That will never happen.
It won't happen. Somehow, you know, because everything, you know, it's kind of interesting with the, you know, the federal election campaign rules and all that. You know, you got to have equal time and be able to, you know, have some sort of balanced deal. But I'm not sure how you're able to justify the people's plane. This is not President Obama's plane. It's not even his house, though we tried to tell everybody that. It's the people's plane.
Trump came out and said something about that.
Oh, he did? Oh, wow.
I think Trump said something about that. He goes, yeah, he's racking up a bunch of money on the people's plane. So, you get a much different picture painted here of what Hillary Clinton does than what Comey painted.
Yeah, I mean, those things stand in contrast, not to mention, you know, what we've seen reported in the news, and we understand. And again, you know, part of this challenge, you know, that I personally have, I mean, is trying to reconcile the perspectives. I mean, how can we be that far off? Is that what partisan politics has done to us, is that it's distorted all our perspectives in such a way? You know, kind of like we were talking with Stephen Dynan earlier, is that, you know, if we're going to unify, we got to find some places of agreement.
Your short answer is yes.
But
that's what
yeah.
it has done.
I mean, but if you're both looking at a ketchup bottle and one says it's a ketchup bottle and another says it's a Cadillac, you know, that's a tough way to communicate, I think, to get things going, just to start off with. Well, our conversation continues because I know we can communicate and we can get it together, so we'll keep trying. Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Hey, our next guest, always good to have John McTiernan with us. What a blessing he is. Dr. McTiernan is founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministry. During numerous appearances on TV, radio, and seminars, he's publicly defended Israel and spoken about events in the Middle East in light of biblical prophecy. One of my favorite books that I hold proudly in my own personal library is titled As America Has Done to Israel. I'll tell you, if you want to really have your eyes opened up and you're not aware of how the U.S. has meddled with Israel foreign policy and what happens as a direct consequence, I believe a direct consequence, it's not a coincidence. When you have over 70 documented reports of when the United States violates God's foreign policy for Israel, America feels the pain of meddling. And this book will open up your eyes. Highly recommend. It is a must-read, As America Has Done to Israel. And, of course, John's latest book, God's Final Warning to America. And John McTiernan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Bill, thank you for having me. It's been a long time since
It's been too long, my brother, let me tell you. I do want to emphasize God's Final Warning to America because this is the sentiment. I think, you know, if you were to talk to most people here in America, they realize the jig is up and that we're going to pay the price for, you know, turning our backs on God. It's almost like, you know, they expect something is coming and, but yet they want to stay on their own selfish, track and of disobedience.
Well, I lay a lot of this at the feet of the, church, Bill. Since 1987, I've been crisscrossing the country, and you mentioned my book, and I've been showing people literally through PowerPoint and that the correlation between what we're doing to Israel and judgments on America. Now, it's the same day or mm-hmm. like the next day. It's
exactly.
involving us interfering with God's prophetic plan, but the church is asleep, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I call it spiritual anesthetize.
Yeah.
There is an element that is alive, but the by and large, the overwhelming amount of pastors, no matter what happens in this country, they just seem to yawn and go their way.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they've forgotten Carl Berg's warning, you know, and admonition to all senior pastors that go to the pulpit, that they should go to the pulpit with the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. If they did that, that would be, you know, quite a paradigm shift in this country. You know, God told us that we are in the world, not of the world. And we are called, commanded to be salt and light. And yes, the church, I think sometimes, you know, like everything, we may be yes, the church is God's response. You know, this is God's establishment. God set up the church. But there's still also, John, some self-responsibility here.
Absolutely.
As Christians. You know, are we obedient? I mean, we get the kind of church, just like we get the kind of government, that that we expect. I mean, if we expect a church to give us those fuzzy, warm things and to make us happy and, you know, get us in and out in 50 minutes so we feel like we've fulfilled our Sunday obligation, hey, that's okay, you know. Well, you know, you start, you know, getting those kind of churches that are more set to be seeker-friendly than to be God-centric and, you know, that are going to do everything they can to keep them on the road to righteousness as opposed to that deceptive road to hell.
Well, God is trying to get our attention, Bill. Just last month, we had massive floods in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We had massive fires in California and record heat and, mm-hmm. and record drought in the West. We had all sorts of warnings from the scientists about rumblings on the West Coast with dormant volcanoes starting to come to life and magma chambers filling. We had a little bit of a shaking in the middle of the country with the New Madrid Fault. There was not large earthquakes, but there were rumblings along it. And at the same time, we've got the America promoting national sin. It's being legalized in the courts.
Right.
The president's mission seems to be like a the homosexual agenda evangelist for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being warned. God has warned us. Like I said, I've documented. I really picked it up starting in 1987, accelerating in 1991. And they've been steady warnings ever since. And we can't. Another thing. I've documented since September of last year, we have had 15 record floods in the United States, in Texas and South Carolina and various places. Record, they call them 500-year floods, but we had about a dozen of them in a year, actually less than a year.
Yeah.
So nature, this is not, God uses nature.
I mean,
we look at scripture.
Well, nature's screaming out at us. And, John, you haven't even mentioned all the earthquake activity happening in the Pacific Rim, right?
Oh, my goodness, the earthquakes. And the volcanoes,
mm-hmm.
volcanoes that have been dormant for 700, 1,500 years, they're coming to life. There's, right now, there's 42 active volcanoes erupting, as you said, around the Pacific Rim. It seems like every week now there's a 7.0, 7.8 in the Pacific, somewhere in the Pacific, in that rim of fire. Down in Chile, off the coast of Chile, we're having massive earthquakes. So unprecedented amount of earthquakes, volcanic eruption,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on at the same time. Now we're looking at Europe, the European Political Union starting to unravel, the economic union starting to unravel. So everything, and look at America.
Yes,
I mean I'm 68 years old now, and if you would have told me years back that America was going to be like this in 2016, I would have found it unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what many people are waking up to right now. And even people who have a cursory sense of faith and understanding of God, you know, a Gallup poll here last year stated that, the general marketplace is saying, where's the Christian community? Our country is in chaos here. Our families are falling apart. We've redefined marriage. We don't even know what bathroom to go to anymore without offending somebody. I mean, it's just out of control. And chaos occurs when you let go of those anchoring points, those things that rid you of confusion. But this country is confused right now, John.
Well, they don't even know
how confused they are.
let me ask you, Bill. I'm asking you the question, but it's for your listeners. What's the end of all this? Well, what is the end? I mean, what's the end game for where we're heading?
Mm-hmm. Well, the end game...
Our culture is literally being destroyed block by block. You know, by... cement block by cement block, our culture is being destroyed. What's going to replace it?
Well, John, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. In order to get there, we're going to go through some rough times, and they are ahead. John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, is with us on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking with John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim Faith Ministries. John, you asked me the question right before the break where this is all heading to, And it is a process. There's no doubt. What we can be grateful for, and those of us of faith, and when I say that, those of us of faith, it's only a declarative statement, which means that you, if you're not, it doesn't disqualify you. God loves you, and God wants you to be people of faith and understanding that He has given us prophecy. He has told us what's going to happen. 66% of the Bible has already been fulfilled. 1,000%, about a third is left. I say, well, if God's been batting 1,000 batting average, what do you think He's going to do for the last third, right, John?
Right, yeah. Yeah. He'll end up with 1,000 batting average. I asked that question because I want to
go ahead.
Kind of shake your listeners, not that maybe you haven't done it, into where are we heading? I mean, this is going someplace. It's not just happening. There's a direction, and it's being guided really by, if you want to call it the elites. They're not only limited to America, they're in Europe. In fact, Europe is in kind of rebellion against them now, and you could say we are too through Trump and Bernie Sanders. But I'm real concerned that this could really get out of control, Bill, and we're heading for a French Revolution here in America. The reason I'm saying that is the hard left, I call them the hard left, is very militant here, very militant. Yes. They hate anything to do with God, anything. Right. They want God out of the country, which means us along with it.
Exactly.
We see them starting to organize and mobilize now. I think we might see your big organization at the political conventions. They've just about taken all the colleges over. The Democratic
look at the proposed Democratic platform.
That's what I mean.
Now they're very vigilant and turning more and more into a police state.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, look, if you don't agree with me, we're going to use the long arm of the wall, of the law, and we're going to come after you with full force.
They're not hiding it. See,
no.
Folks,
no.
You've got to understand, you got to believe these people when they write this. It's like they didn't believe Hitler. You know?
Yes.
Many of the Germans didn't believe Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, the Germans didn't like their government. Okay, I can understand World War One, the Weimar Republic, but they ended up with Hitler.
Yes.
The Russians, they didn't like the Tsar. Okay, I can understand that if you read history. They ended up with Lenin and Stalin and all sorts of horrors. You know, the Iranians, they were talking about the Shah of Iran, how terrible he was and all. They ended up with Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes.
The Chinese ended up with Mao Zedong. So what's going on here in the United States, I'm really concerned that we could end up with a tyrant over us as our society disintegrates.
Well, without a doubt, we're certainly very vulnerable when, you know, and the Bible tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars. And when you look over the landscape here, John, you mentioned China with them, with the militarization of China, what they're doing. And, of course, they're paying for a lot of that militarization by the interest payment that we're paying for their militarization. Go figure. How silly is this? I mean,
well,
and I say
up their military.
Exactly.
This and trade that was set up. I mean, we transferred like Trump says, he's absolutely right. When you look at the Chinese military and it's first class now in every way, that was paid for by the trade imbalance that they had trillions of dollars going their way.
Well, John, the warnings are there,
and
as the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's a time and a season, and the opportunity for people, whether you are of faith or not, is that, I'm saying this with all sincerity, and hopefully these are the right words, and it just marries up with your thought, and that is that, God's doing something, and you have a choice. You can be on God's side or you can be on the world's side. And this is what you talk about, a line in the sand that is being drawn, and God doesn't know about erasing signs. You know, when there is a line that God has demarcated, He said it so, and you hear time and again in the Old Testament where it says, God has fixed this date and it will happen. Well, there is a date that's fixed. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not claiming what that date is, but clearly it is fixed. Only God knows. Jesus said the same thing. And you cannot continue on in this kind of chaos with the kind of craziness that's going on in the Middle East, what's happening in other parts of our world, the disrespect for God's creation in humanity and what he has created to bless us with. We can't go on like this. And I think instinctively, John, instinctively, most people understand that. They know that a day of reckoning is coming. And we've got to make sure that we make the right choice and we're following the right leader. Because what's happening right now, even in the Democratic Party, it is, in a sense, it is a form of religion. It is a technocratic form of religion that the Democrats are leading the way on. And even though there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, they are exercising religious fervor, guised in another form of religious ambition, whether it's climate, climate change or any other ideology, the Second Amendment right, whatever they're doing. And they're going to say, look it, we're going to cross over that threshold just because we're not saying, I mean, we've already taken God out of the picture. So because we're not talking about God, we have all rights and force to compel you to see it our way. Otherwise, you're going to pay a very big price.
But you're exactly right. I hope our listeners see this. Mm-hmm. This, we're looking at a fascist force raising up amongst us. These are serious people, and mm-hmm. we can't be docile in front of what's going on. And the arrogance of them, Bill, have you ever, I know you're a man of history, tell me the last time in history that homosexuality or marriage was recognized by a society. Can you pick one time out?
Well, I don't know that, in terms of a marriage, but certainly, when you go and you look back historically on just about every empire that existed, homosexuality was the beginning and the end of that empire.
Right. And they tolerated it, but never, Bill, mm-hmm. was even at the end of the Roman Empire, when it was completely decadent, did they recognize homosexual marriage. This is a complete invention. This is the government of the United States playing God now. Mm-hmm. The government didn't make marriage between a man and a woman. It existed before the United States was a country. It existed 1,000 years ago, 2,000. We know, we go to the Bible, we see where the creation of the family unit with a man and a woman starts right in Genesis. It was God's plan from the beginning, and we have such an arrogant government now that they're playing God, and they mean business. If you don't go along with it, they'll destroy your business. You'll be removed as a judge. Mm-hmm. They'll start to take your children away from you. This is a hardcore totalitarian government rising up right in front of our eyes. And, Bill, I just read in Iowa, I'm going to be posting this on my blog after your show, mm-hmm. where the government in Iowa, of all places, wants to control the sermons that are preached in the church if they don't go along with the transgendered agenda. They want the government, the court, wants to control what you can preach from the pulpit now.
Yeah, this is Texas all over again, right? But hey, they keep trying. I mean, this is what progressives do. They keep going. But this is a time if we're still commanded by God. God is sovereign. He is in control. He's our protector and the lifter of our heads, and we need to go forth in boldness. If we either are going to fall on our sword, for the right thing on God's side, or we're going to fall on the sword for the wrong thing. You know, John?
Well, we're being tried right now. Our metal is being tried, and God is there. He structured this world right now that basically he responds to us like if we stand in prayer.
5 seconds, John.
Act.
Sorry.
And we act. He's there with us.
John McTiernan on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, to the dead and darkest night. Speak life, when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, if we only really understood and could appreciate what speaking life, the difference that it could make in light of all the death that's spreading around and all the evil that's being promoted in our world today, you could be a huge difference and a huge blessing in pausing for a moment and speaking life. Bradley Martin is with us right now, a fellow with the Chaim Solomon Center for the American Jewish Thought and deputy editor at the Canadian Institute for Jewish Research. His bylines can be found in publications such as the New York Observer, American Spectator, and The Hill, just to name a few. Bradley Martin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. The topic that we wanted to focus on is, Barack Obama's misinterpretation, and it's purposeful here, and it's very frustrating, you know, for those of us that really can appreciate it, and especially if you've been to Israel, you understand what's going on there. Israel is being accused of committing genocide, but clearly what you can see with one quick visit, an easy observation, as Muslims and Arabs live better in Israel than just about anywhere else, right?
That's absolutely true. In a recent article that I wrote for the American Spectator, I responded to the latest claim by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, in front of the European Parliament, that Israel was not only committing genocide against the Palestinians, but that Palestinians were suffering mass murder on a scale, quote, the likes of which has never been seen or heard ever by the international community. Now, that is quite a claim.
Where's the factual evidence to that point?
Well, there is no factual evidence to that claim, because quite clearly, either Israel is most likely not committing genocide against the Arab population, or it is doing a very poor job of it. For example, right. In Gaza, the population increased from 127% from 1994 to 2011, and this was one of the highest growth rates in the world. The total population in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza was 1,006,000 in 1950, and that grew to almost 4 million in 2011. So, essentially, there is no genocide going on.
Well, compare those numbers for just a moment, if you would, for me, Bradley. Compare those numbers outside of Israel in these Muslim and Arab nations, what they have done to Christians and Jews.
Yes, absolutely.
They've gone just the opposite. You have growth in Israel, and yeah. You have absolute destructive and annihilation, destruction and annihilation going on with Christian and Jews in the homelands that they control.
Yes, absolutely. Professor Daniel Pipes of the Middle East Forum pointed out that since 1948, 11 million Middle Eastern Muslims have been violently killed, but of which 35,000, or 0.3% of the Muslim population, died from wars of annihilation against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is barely a fraction. And not only are Arabs tolerated in Israeli society, but essentially Israel is undoubtedly the best place in the Middle East for Arabs to thrive as well as practice their religion freely. For example, if you are for Muslim Arabs, the Israel has approximately 400 mosques, and this is a fivefold increase since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
300 imams and muezzins receive their salaries from the Israeli government, and which also provides funding for Islamic schools and colleges, as well as printing of the Quran for these schools, as well as Islamic textbooks.
Wow.
And in fact, this is not only a tolerance towards Israeli Muslims, but essentially on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, you see a situation where the Temple Mount is the holiest site in Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, in order to not offend Islamic sensibilities, no non-Muslim prayer is allowed on this site. In fact, if you are a non-Muslim, you cannot pray on the Temple Mount.
Right.
So,
which is interesting, because just right on the other side, you've got the Western Wall. And
yes.
And you have prayer nonstop there at the Western Wall.
Yes, absolutely. However, you see at the Western Wall that non-Jews are permitted to enter the Western Wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete contrast.
Yes.
So I took this example, and I wanted to compare it to Saudi Arabia, which is essentially the center of Islamic religious life. It contains Mecca and Medina, the holiest sites in Islam. And according to the UK-based Islamic Heritage Foundation, over 98% of the country's historical and religious sites have been destroyed since 1985. Hilton Hotel now stands on the site of the house of Islam's first caliph, while the house of Muhammad's first wife has now been made into public toilets. So this is quite a contrast.
Yeah.
Whereas you see in Israel, the construction of mosques and Islamic schools have grown considerably.
Mm-hmm.
But you just go to Saudi Arabia, it's the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that's mind-numbing to think that that's what they would do. And, of course, if Israel was to do anything similar to that, the outrage and the retribution would be extensive. You know, I want to go back to a statement you said earlier in terms of claiming that more Palestinians are dying in Israel. But last time I checked, I didn't think Israel is having a knife intifada. It's the Arabs and the Palestinians there that are doing and participating in the knife intifada, which is the knifing, the killing of innocents. In fact, when I was there in Israel in January, the night before we left, a single mom with four children, I believe it's Palestinian, broke into her house and killed her, knifed her to death in front of her four kids.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, just recently, there was a Palestinian who, in Kiryat Arba, for example, mm-hmm. a Palestinian broke into a house and killed a child.
Yes.
Which is, Israel has exercised an unusual and extraordinary amount of restraint
exactly.
towards Palestinian terrorism. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that.
And what people misunderstand here, too, that have not been there, Bradley, is these walls that have been set up. You look at Israel and the neighborhoods that were unprotected and people were dying because, Palestinian Arabs would just shoot randomly. They would shoot into these neighborhoods and kill innocents. And Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, the Israelis, had to put up walls. They're not to divide and promote apartheid, as some would suggest. It was to protect. And those walls have been successful in protecting innocents by and large, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. For example, the death toll has dropped considerably since the Second Intifada with the growth of these security measures.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems very unfair, I would say, to criticize Israel for protecting itself.
Yeah. Bradley, we got about 30 seconds here. What do you want the audience to take away here right
well,
now?
Well, I would like the audience to take away that essentially we have to dispense with the notion that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, is a moderate. For example, in 1982, he completed his doctoral thesis titled "A Secret Connection Between the Nazis and the Zionist Movement," and he essentially claimed that there were no gas chambers and that there was a secret Jewish Nazi conspiracy.
Well, Bradley, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Bradley Martin, fellow with the Chaim Soloman Center for the American Jewish Thought. Thank you, Bradley, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. You gotta shake, shake, shake,
like you shake, shake, shake. It's all about you, America, just the way you like it, the way you need it. It's the truth and nothing but, as best we know how, and we'll continue to pursue it no matter where it leads us. And this is why our next guest, it's like we've been joined at the hip between Chris and Tom with Judicial Watch. I'm just so grateful for all their hard work and their dedication to pursue the truth. And Chris Farrell is the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be on. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chris, wow, you know, after yesterday's presser with James Comey, and after all the hard work that Judicial Watch had put into this, yesterday was quite an expose, wasn't it?
It was. The good news is, despite Mr. Comey's dismal failure as FBI director, Judicial Watch's litigation continues. We'll be taking the sworn deposition of Hillary Rodham Clinton as we pursue the cases that are before the court here in D.C. We have two federal judges that have granted us discovery in our litigation. We've already taken seven sworn depositions of people like Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. We'll get Mrs. Clinton, I'm quite certain, shortly here, and we'll continue to press forward with our litigation despite Mr. Comey's incredible failure yesterday.
Well, Hillary Clinton and our president, Barack Obama, who had her on Air Force One yesterday, taking her to North Carolina, would just as soon, in typical form and fashion, say, well, that's all old news now. We're beyond that. That's a settled issue. So I'm sure that our listeners will be relieved to hear that Judicial Watch continues to fight the good fight in pursuit of the truth, because laws do matter, don't they?
They do, and really what I've gotten at initially is there's a larger question here, and that is, despite the grave danger Mrs. Clinton placed our country in, and that's been documented by Mr. Comey himself, he was quite explicit. The larger question really, or I guess sort of a parallel question, is if Mr. Comey can continue as the director of the FBI. You know, it appears he's professionally compromised. Mm-hmm. He stood up yesterday in a 15-minute briefing and detailed all the elements of a crime of mishandling national defense information, which is Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793F. And after he detailed the elements, he went through and gave examples, multiple examples, in really excruciating detail, down to the number of emails that were top secret, et cetera, et cetera, and how Mrs. Clinton, not, you know, operated in really a reckless manner, and then drew the conclusion that foreign intelligence services, hostile actors, had gotten a hold of her information. He lays all this information out, and then unbelievably, incredibly, says no charges are appropriate. I mean, no one believes that.
Right, exactly.
He's lying. And anybody in or out of government knows that that's a falsehood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't hold water. I mean, it's not like she's an intern. I mean, this is a career politician. She's been in this business, in this profession, for over 30 years. She signed a statement when she became Secretary of State that she was to honor all this information that she was going to have privy to, and she just ignored that because it wasn't convenient for Hillary Clinton.
And, you know, even Comey said that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of the others around her should have known that an unclassified system was no place for the information they were sharing electronically and that foreign powers had obtained that information. These are Comey's words. He drew this conclusion. And, you know, a year ago, July of 2015, this very same FBI led by Mr. Comey went after a Navy reservist in Sacramento, California, a guy named Brian Nishimura,
mm-hmm.
who pled guilty to charges of, frankly, that are a tiny fraction of what Mrs. Clinton did, according to Mr. Comey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now you and your listeners are supposed to choke down the public meeting at the airport in the plains between the Attorney General and President Clinton. And then 2 days later, a sweetheart voluntary interview of Mrs. Clinton at the FBI on the 4th of July weekend.
Chris, they only talked about grandkids and golf there, you know, on the plane. And then the conversation of golf and grandkids carried over to the FBI interview.
And then 2 days after that, I'm sure Mr. Comey was very busy over the weekend examining a year's worth of transcripts. But 2 days after that, he gets up and destroys the public's faith and confidence in any notion of equal justice under the law, and makes this preposterous pronouncement that he's going to give her a pass. I mean, this has real damage. This is corrosive to the country. This harms the country.
Yeah, Chris, you hit on something that people are still, you know, they're still running into, and they quite, you know, it's like they're still in shock after this presser yesterday with James Comey. But you hit on something that's rather profound and that will have impact for a long time, in much the same way that President Clinton's testimony in the Monica Lewinsky case had on our country in terms of the moral fiber, the injury that it was subjected to, and the rule of law, and in the confidence of Main Street America in the rule of law. And, you know, and there are lots of stories like this Navy reservist where minor infractions, major, they had, major fines, a loss of, clearance, their security clearance was vacated, all this stuff. Their career was now down the tubes as a result of that. But for Hillary Clinton, after all this information that James Comey presents, you know, there's nothing. There's not even a slap on the hand, really.
No, and now, look, he is now complicit in what she's done, right?
Well,
You've got
the president.
He's laid
Chris,
out the explanation.
Yeah.
He's given her a pass. That means he is complicit in what she has done.
You're going to tell me President Obama is not complicit?
Of course he is.
Because he was aware she had a private email server, and I believe in earlier testimony, it was noted that he was aware and warned her.
So, well, he sent her 18 emails.
Hmm.
The President of the United States sent her 18 emails. But Comey's holding himself up as Mr. Law and Justice, right? The director of the FBI. He is complicit in her conduct, and he's given her a pass. He is professionally compromised. I don't know how he continues as director of the FBI. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way people talk about James Comey of being a man of integrity and a good guy and all this good stuff, if that's the case, Chris, I don't know how he slept last night.
Exactly.
Like you said, he has compromised his integrity. If he is that man of integrity that people speak of, this had to have been a tough deal. I mean, for him to get all twisted up and present some sort of pretzel logic, I mean, this has been form and fashion, sadly, of this administration, whether it came from you know, FBI Director Comey or Chief Justice John Roberts. I mean, it's of the same garment, it would seem.
We're in very grave danger when this is accepted as the new norm. This was, I was worried 2 weeks ago when the DOD announced that this transgender nonsense was now acceptable at the Department of Defense.
Exactly.
And not a single flag officer, not one general, not one admiral resigned over that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thundering silence from leadership in the Pentagon. And now Mr. Comey went out and made this preposterous presentation yesterday, and did this yes but no and no but yes and black is white and white is black routine, and then flipped on it. I mean, it's just I'm tongue-tied because it's flabbergasting.
Well, it absolutely is, because we see the unraveling of the core values of our country, the rule of law, and many have been sounding this clarion alarm that America is in a free dive and a free fall here, and we're not responding. And you come out like this, and then you look for evidence to say, okay, who's willing to fall on their sword for that which is right and just? And there's nobody. I mean, it's just like Atlas Shrugged here.
Yeah.
And in the words of Hillary Clinton at this point, what does it matter? You know, and that's where we are right now, where even Democrats, 70% of the Democrats said, hey, even if she gets indicted, we're still voting for her. We don't care. You know, well, what does that say about our country? And the thing is that I'm not trying to make this a Democrat and Republican thing. It's just, well, those are the facts. But I'm saying unless we get united again and become truly the United States of America, we're in danger of losing this great American experiment. And we deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, you get exactly what you get what you deserve, frankly, in this regard, and that's why I am moving aggressively in the next few days here to really raise some painful questions about Mr. Comey's fitness to serve as director of the FBI. He's way out of bounds drawing conclusions for what a prosecutor would or wouldn't do, particularly given the evidence that he himself presented and the track record of the FBI in going after leakers.
And like you say, Chris, I think the fact that the environment has gotten to the point that this is acceptable is pretty scary. I mean, the bar has been lowered dramatically, hasn't it?
Well, Judicial Watch is going to keep doing what we've always done. So,
thank you. I cannot thank you for fighting the good fight. And, of course, we will have you on as often as we can have you on. I appreciate the time, Chris. Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, keeping us abreast of what's going on with the Hillary emails. And unfortunately, the scandal continues. And we'll keep you up to date. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about